Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots.
Well, I've pressed record, but what I've noticed is that the lines are moving in accordance with my voice, so this could only be a good thing, Kev.
Squigglerino.
Squigglerino.
That's the name of the next podcast.
I was just about to say that. We were on this. I've already thought about a potential icon or logo-y type thing for let me share that with you because it might all hinge upon that.
You're my icon, by the way.
Yeah, it's interesting that, isn't it? Because I'm also mine. I had a what an alcoholic would call a moment of clarity the other day. This was not something that was I was invited to, but if you go into Facebook and I go in once every 6 months or something, it says suggested for you, okay. And then it sort of gives you a rundown of what it's gleaned from how you use it's Facebook, and one of the things that it had recommended was the Dull Men's Club.
Oh.
So I hadn't joined it, I wasn't in it, but I thought, this sounds like the group for me.
Yeah.
And it's when you click to join, it says, tell us why. And I said, I don't even like the people I like. Present yeah. company excluded.
No, I would accept, I want to be in that group.
So anyway, that was one of the stories. But one of the other things that I saw was a group for my old school. And it was it was of a particular era. So everything that I was reading was really before the 2000s. So it was in the late 70s, 80s and 90s. And I was in school in the late 80s and 90s. And I was looking at things that people were getting up to that I weren't getting up to.
Okay.
And I don't
in
know
in school
why.
Or after school, like during this period?
In school. So, okay. So for example, and here's the big one. Here's the moment of clarity. There were so many people that I knew that were doing drama, right? Now, I don't mean like necessarily the lesson, but were doing like the play.
Okay.
And I did a few, but like what was holding me back? So I've decided now that this has got to change things. If you really feel like doing something, you got to do something. You got to do it because otherwise it doesn't become a thing to do anymore. This podcast I'm 100% into, and wherever it takes us next, i.e. The next
the other
version
thing.
Of this phase three maybe,
yeah.
I cannot wait. I actually cannot wait. I'm 100%
well, let's
into
just
it.
Fucking knock this one on the head right now and let's just move on to the next. We'll end the alphabet at Christmas X and
so,
see you next time, folks. Good
so
for you. A moment of clarity is never a bad thing.
And you know what? It was like a proper wake up. Like that was the point when I could have probably made a difference and didn't. And
wow,
like right. So now I'm on
deep.
Catch up. Yeah, exactly. So
we're gonna start talking about like doctors sticking fingers up our bums and stuff. And like, you know, all that
have
stuff.
You ever had a have you ever had a digit up your bum? Because I have. And
for like stomach issues when they go in and they got to make sure there's nothing going on before they poke a camera up there and.
For that's whatever the, reason.
Again, if, Patreon listeners, if you want the video version of that.
So,
it's $99 a month.
That was my week. How have you been?
Well, I had a cousin exactly my age die of a massive heart attack this week.
Holy fuck. Mm. Now, that's so, another moment of clarity right there,
yeah,
isn't it?
So that we'll get that out of the way in our moment of right. clarity episode. I didn't
and are
know.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I knew him when I was a little kid. He actually lives in Spain.
Right.
But, you know, it puts things in perspective.
Totally. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. Is that now, look, we're at the age where anything can just stop. Our bodies just go, I forgot how to do that. So,
you know, your beard turns red. All these weird
beard
things.
Beard turns red.
Your beard is it my camera or is it red now? Because it was pink.
Yes, it's red. Last Friday I did it.
You're going
red,
reverse Santa so. Claus is what that is.
Yeah, I'm building up, I think, to a Santa Claus.
Can you bleach the end of it and make like a little white snow-capped little... That would
of
be
course.
Great.
Anything's possible
you
when
guys
you're
are missing
brave
out
enough.
Just listening to this. I mean, just seeing this beard is in its majesty.
There's peril. Mirth and peril. Because
Is that like Cagney and Lacey? Is that like a female detective show?
Mirth and Peril. Yeah, I mean, it should be, shouldn't it? But the mirth and the peril that I have at the moment is that my we use Slack to phone each other. It says your connection is unstable. Yeah. To improve performance, dance nude. It doesn't say that. It just says turn on audio mode. But I'm not doing that. I need to see my
kids. We gotta see this in action. It's the only joy I get in the week, you know? Seeing your little face.
Yeah.
So now comes the difficult segue.
Yes. I was gonna say on that subject, here's another subject. Unrelated.
I think we're going from segue to screeching 180. Let's talk about stupid things that stupid people do and have a laugh, shall we?
Yay. Absolutely. And today we have the letter X. And X. This is it. Now, eagle ears. What did we say these were? Bat ears? Bat ears of you. The bat eared. Yes. Depending on when this is released, there'll be a topic of conversation going something like, "You've already done X." Yeah, but that was a Christmas X, and now this is regular X. So it's secret 27th letter of the alphabet.
It is. It's where the big X, and now this is the little X, the regular X.
Will this come after Christmas X?
I think so. I think we'll just do that. Yeah, it seems right. Well, we recorded it after, so let's just do it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and that's it. And then, but it's just business as usual. That is the only thing worth mentioning. I have to get my ex story up. Said the bishop to the actress, "Where the fuck is it? It's got a doctor in mine. It's a doctor's warning. Yeah, there we go. I've got a right. Okay. So who is?" Who's first?
It's an even. It's you go.
I go. Right. Okay. Have we done preamble? Has preamble been?
That was a hell of a preamble. I don't even know what that was. That was weird. I'm a little uncomfortable with the seriousness of that preamble.
I think you should all just agree. I'm very brave to discuss what I'm what I discussed.
I still got my finger up my bum.
That's brilliant. Okay. Here we have the headline. It's I'm gonna get this out of the way. It's got a Christmas story attached to it.
Oh, right?
This is fine because the letter doesn't stand for Xmas.
Okay.
It stands for X-rated. Right.
Gotcha.
Okay. So here's the headline: Doctor warns of stupid sex trend that sees Christmas ornaments used for masturbation. I can only imagine. And we're about to hear the story, but the first thing that I saw was like all them baubles, like sort of cracked.
Shards.
Yeah, glitter everywhere. Dr. Sarah Welsh. Now, later on in this article, it says Welsh says this, and I thought, the whole of Wales said, and it's not. It's just this lady's name, Dr. Sarah Welsh. It's. I mean, that is really quite a British sort of sounding name as it is. It's not got a Mexican tone to it, like Sarah Welsh.
How come they have? And maybe it's just based on like how long like surnames and family names go back. But you've got Welsh and Johnny English and Bond Scott. You don't have like a real name like Johnny America. You got a stage name like that.
Yeah. Like Alan Portugal.
Yeah.
Frank
Czech
names.
Republic.
Yeah. Tony USSR. That's not the USSR anymore. Anyway. It's Russia. Right. What she's done is she's warned that, and this is an interesting take on it, because you and I both went for baubles, for glitter, for, things like that. She's saying anything with sugar in it, such as Christmas confectionery, should also stay away from the vagina. So, not the implications of shards and cuts and infection, but more sugar. Should the sugar-related things... Ooh. Also, first time I've used the word vagina in the list, actually, I think. In the face of a prolific trend of Christmas ornament masturbation, or COM, as I'm going to shorten it to. A doctor, some sort of doctor, has warned against the dangerous and stupid. Stupid is in quotations. Mm-hmm. It's the trend of using COM. If you remember, I explained what that
was. Yeah. There's a pun there, or some sort of... I'm not going to touch it, though.
No, that's right. And Dr. Welsh, she's a gynecologist. She's told needtoknow.online, which I'm always skeptical about people writing into these sorts of things and offering advice. If it ends up, if that is ending up on a website called needtoknow.online, there's the first problem.
.com.
It's a bad idea for a number of reasons, with people reportedly left in the hospital,
just the one
designated
the
COM
International
hospital.
Clinic for Vaginal Insertions Gone Wrong. Yeah.
As a result of the act, she said, it's not advisable to masturbate with Christmas ornaments or MCO, as I'm going to. what am I thinking of? Is it mnemonic? Is that what it's an acronym?
Acronym.
This is the inside scoop. She is the co-founder of condom brand Hanks, H-A-N-X. So I think that's
Tom. That's how Tom Hanks actually signs off. It honestly is. Tom Hanks collects old typewriters. I'm not making this up. He collects old typewriters, and you like go into a bookstore and like just talk to like a local author, and then all of a sudden, like 4 months later, this author just gets like a vintage typewriter delivered to their doorstep from Tom Hanks. But in the typewriter, like still the paper's still in there, and it's a little hand typed letter by Tom Hanks.
That's amazing.
On the typewriter, and he signs off H A N X Hanks.
That's amazing. I do like those people who are on bins where it says thanks, that people have put a dot after the T, and it just says T Hanks. I like that.
Yes.
Anyway, what we've got included on this this article, which was in the Daily Star, unfortunately, is an X-ray of a. I'm going to show you it. We should probably.
Oh goodness me! We always struggle with this. Oh, that's a candy cane.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm no professional. I've never done this, nor do I own the apparatus. But they put that in the wrong way.
It is. It's
unless they're trying to get something else that they've lodged in there, out.
Like, well, to hook it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Some people have reported using sweet Christmas treats. That's the candy cane there. And the ones that we've used in the past have been.
We have. Why are you talking? Speak for yourself.
So I'm using them as ornaments traditionally, and these are like menthol sort of. Spearmint kind of things, and
heavy
so
emphasis
I imagine
on the spear.
Yeah, they're quite minty, so I imagine there's a tingle attached. That would be it, wouldn't it? It was like COM, there's a tingle attached. Anyway, so it's look, I'm coming to the end of it, and what she's saying is that there's it disrupts the delicate ecosystem of the vaginal microbiome and can predispose you to some sort of thrush, right? So now, if I felt I needed to argue the case for not doing this anymore, I'm on the wrong planet, right? Okay, this is bad news, whichever way you slice it. There's whether it be the tinsel, baubles, glitter, now sugar-coated gingerbread men, right? This has got to stop, right? And if you carry on, then face the consequences. You're all a bunch of idiots.
Christmas is for kids.
It is, yeah. Not just for Christmas. Yeah. Anyway, so there you go.
Anybody listen to this having their breakfast? You know, we've mentioned thrush amongst other things. Like, apologies.
At least I didn't say yeast. Which could have been next week's letter.
I actually said yeast yesterday.
Oh, did you? What, when you were making bread or for?
Exactly correct.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, that's the right.
We're making the 3-year-old lockdown trend of making sourdough hasn't died in our household.
No.
And you know, we were talking about you know, we had made a particularly good loaf. It was kind of a tag team. I kind of started it, and then I went to work my way, finish it off. And we were talking about that it's amazing how you can make this bread with literally just flour and water. You don't need yeast.
And so there you said it, and then you just felt slightly perturbed that you had to mention the word. And it's
then I rammed a candy can up my pee hole. Yeah.
Imagine that. The other way around. I mean, that would be... I'm going to try that later. Right, okay. Over to you, sir.
Okay. I also have a story featuring some sweet treats.
Brilliant. Are these Treboar Extra Strong Mints?
No, mine aren't minty. Mine are chocolatey.
I can't see where the...
My story is from the British Broadcasting Corporation.
The BBC.
BBC News. And X marks the spot. That's where I am today with my X story. Cadbury Treasure Hunt ad withdrawn after complaints. So, here we go. Cadbury, the chocolate company, has withdrawn an advertising campaign urging children to dig for treasure after archaeologists said it encouraged people to break the law. So, they've been kind of like... get kids to go out. This is from 2019. They're trying to get kids to go out and like explore history, get outside, get some fresh air, grab a metal detector is what they say, dig holes looking for gold or treasure.
Yeah.
So on their website, they basically put like little locations, like a castle in Ireland, mine for Saxon gold in Chelmsford, Essex, and stuff like that. But what they kind of failed to mention is that depending on where you dig, you could be prosecuted for digging in a historical site without permission. So Cadbury's basically telling kids, grab a shovel and go dig for treasure outside these castles and stuff. But it's all protected land and you get thrown in jail.
This is silly. So there was no research done. It was just whim.
No, it was just some marketing idiot that went, hey, here's a good idea. So this is Dr. Aisling Tierney of Bristol University.
Aisling said this Tierney? Is just...
Tierney.
Yeah.
T-I-E-R-N-E-Y. Not Tierney, not T-Y-R.
Tierney. Tierney, I'm going Tierney. With. Not Tyranny. Okay,
let's go with that. So basically she said it was just the stupidest marketing campaign ever. Cadbury has confirmed it's removed the campaign, but this Dr. Tierney said it was sorely lacking in understanding. They basically said, you know, a big corporation like this should be understand what the law is and not advise their customers to break the law.
Yeah, correct.
Historic England chimes in here. So the, you know, the people that make the castles or keep the castles or look after the castles. They said there are strict rules that protect England's archaeological heritage, including laws governing the use of metal detectors. Cadbury's basically saying the campaign was aimed at inspiring families to go on adventures together. And they have now since said it's not our intention to encourage anyone to break existing regulations regarding the discovery of new archaeological artifacts, and we are grateful this matter has been brought to our attention. Basically they literally had maps to these places and pictures, and like I'm trying to read one of the images here. It's quite small on my phone. This is Mughan Fort, which I think is in Ireland, Northern Ireland. Gold ingots. This is what Cadbury's kind of hyping it up by saying. Gold ingots were unearthed 3 feet underground in Rockery Mughan. The treasures have been valued at 150 million euros. Probably worth a quick check. Then they've got a picture of the castle. So like they're just like saying, go find this castle and dig holes in it trying to find treasure. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's not... You know that. You don't need to do much research to know that that's not how you do stuff.
That's weird. You know, it's like if I went, you know, we both live in England. We've been to castles and stuff like that. You don't go to a castle and you see a piece of, you know, we are out in the courtyard of this castle. You just, I'm just going to dig. See, like, you don't even need to be prompted. Like, that's just kind of common sense.
As this story has been progressing, I do remember, I remember this. I can't remember where I'd seen it and stuff, but I do remember it. It had occurred to me at the time that this seems like a big operation. Like, have they gone and planted stuff and it's already been predetermined? But what you're saying is, no, they didn't ask anybody. They're just saying, go here and take your spade.
And it's not like they've buried like chocolate coins or something. Like, it's a marketing campaign to like sell more chocolate. It's just something they've done. Like, Cadbury Treasure Island, go on a real treasure hunting adventure. And then it's got, like, just, yeah, this list of places. And, you know, some of them aren't castles. There's, like, this bog in County Fermanagh. Fermanagh, is that F-E-R-M-A-N-A-G-H? Fermanagh. Yeah,
I think
sounds Irish. Northern Irish.
They said
that there was priceless jewels laid dormant for 3,000 years. So it's got a picture of where it's found. It says, are you willing to get your hands dirty to discover more? So they're just saying to go to these, like, you know, nature sites and just start digging for treasure. But
yeah,
several castles, which is the kind of weird one, because you just don't do that. Anyways.
Yeah, of course.
So that's kind of it, really. It's one of those corporate stories we have once in a while, where it's corporations
yes,
are
the big ones. Now, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because this would have been some go-getter's idea. Hey, guys, I've got an idea. But then it would presumably have had to have gone to his boss or her boss. Then
the department of hang on.
Yeah, yeah, and then which is another one for .gov. And then there's a team of people that said, yeah, that meets brand and stuff, and then actually go ahead and do it. It feels so the primitive way. I mean, I imagine in the 70s that this would have, that's how they'd have done stuff, because they'd just gone, what harm is there? I was watching last night, every now and then I do this, and because we're in that Christmas spirit, I was watching old British adverts from the 1980s, and there was one for Woolworths, and it's about a minute and a half long, and they do a lot of promotional, here you can buy this hi-fi, you can buy these things, here's some records, blah blah blah, but there's a moment in it where for about 10 seconds this is not a product, there's just a dance sequence of women with those kind of, you know, those ribbons that they use in gymnastics. And they're, they're just doing
twirling
this.
Around, yeah.
Right, for about 10 seconds. And I just thought, in the olden days, this must have been so cheap to advertise. It must have been. Woolworths, as huge as they were, would still have gone, yeah, we need to probably shave 20 seconds off this advert.
Yeah.
But presumably, they didn't. And this is what the point being is that a Cadbury's of old, I imagine, would have done this no problem and gone, yeah go ahead. And then when these kind of organisations step in, like the National Trust and English Heritage and all that sort of historical society stuff, they just go, that's not how you do this. History, dude.
Exactly. And you know what? The reason I like this story is it is the corporatization of our standard idiots.
Yes.
It was poorly conceived.
Yes.
Nobody wanted, you know, it's the same guy that just, you know, sets out to just, I'm going to go rob a store with underpants on my head and, or, yes, you know, or go into, you know, the betting shop I go into all the time and try to rob it and stick cotton in my mouth and, you know,
that's
whatever
it.
That is.
Yeah.
And use a rent and write the demands on a letter with my address on the back and stuff. Like, it's just wasn't thought out properly.
Absolutely.
This is just on a much, much more expensive, like a corporate scale, a grander scale, if you will.
And so recent as well, that there can be no other way of looking at this as just idiotic, which is what this is about. And it's always nice to go, yeah, just a bunch of idiots. Every last one of them.
Yep.
Anybody who's involved in that campaign, bunch of idiots.
Get them.
You know what? I don't really particularly like the corporates anyway. But this is one of those things where it's come from a number of individuals. And therefore the. I've just discovered I've got a magnet at the end of my torch.
Oh.
So our scoreboard. I think as we were just talking about. The people involved at Cadbury's, let's score them as a whole. So it's Cadbury catastrophe, treasured X marks the croc.
X marks the chalk.
Oh Jesus Christ, that's brilliant!
I got to go into advertising or something.
You really
gotta be like
should.
A British tabloid headline writer.
That's amazing. X marks
the groan worthiness of some of these.
Jesus Christ, I'm writing it down. On my notepad, just to remind myself to say it at people at work. It's amazing, though. Right, okay.
We're going to start just wiping. We should do get some melted chocolate on your fingers and just get a little X on the forehead, Charles Manson.
Now, I'm going straight in. This is above a 9 for me.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is a cracking.
Corporate it might be, stupidity on a mass scale.
It might be exactly a 9, okay, because I don't want to meddle around too much with it. But this is idiocy at so many stages when mm-hmm. it just needed that one person to go, Karen, are you sure? And then yes. We should really check with Bernie and location filming. And this is just that somebody's dropped the ball. And of course they go through with it, like not even just get to the final bit, and the CEO of Cadbury's, Mr. Carl Cadbury. anyway, so I'm going in. I'm going to say nine.
Oh wow, okay. I think actually colossal idiocy. The only reason I'm hesitating to score as high is maybe it's like I want to fight for the little man. Like I don't want a big company winning this fucking competition that we're doing. You know what I mean? Like they're getting enough riches as it is, but
well
they're idiots. They need to be pointed out as being idiots. I'm going to go 8.8.
Okay, so we've got an 8.9
is an average.
Yeah. It's an interesting.
I was going to do 8.75, and then I realized the average would be a bitch to work out.
The amount of catastrophe caused by one particular person, if you increase the amount of people, the catastrophe in relation becomes less. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's the same amount of catastrophe, but more people involved. So I agree. If you've got Kevin, who's still in the lead, causing this much bother, the relationship is so much. I love that. And that is probably
the density of catastrophe.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah. And X Marks the Chalk is now in 8th place.
Okay, that's fair.
Let's
head
over.
Fucking chocolate now is what's going on.
Now,
I got some dairy milk downstairs, actually.
So do I. It's not for me.
This hasn't soured me on their food stuffs. I'll happily have some dairy milk when I'm done recording with you today. Over to, flashing back, actually. Oh, we scored the second one first. Let's go back in time.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So we've got to go a bit further back. And this is the thing with the ornaments is, are there two strands of idiot here? Is Dr. Sarah Welsh just being an idiot for even having to point this out? Or does she really feel the need to... I think she's got some to gain from this, right? This is not her...
Well, she
innocence.
Has her own, like... She has her own... So she's got her own, like, condom company. So she's probably sells she's toys, got, I would imagine. So she's saying...
She's got an agenda.
Don't...
Yeah.
Yeah. Spend money on my stuff, not, you know, the leftover candy cane that your Uncle Doug's halfway through sucking on Christmas morning.
Yeah, Dougie's Chuggies. So I don't know what we wanted, how we wanted.
Who's the idiot? That's like, we do have these once in a while. Is who's the idiot? We have these crossroads in these stories.
If it really is a bunch of curious people who just are, it turns them on to do something crazy, and then they actually enjoy doing it. Are they really that bad? I mean, that's kind of like
and they're only hurting themselves. So back to our density thing that we just talked about. It's minimizing the impact on.
Yeah, the impact that they're having to wait in hospital and take up hospital beds, that you could say that. Or, as I say, is Dr. Sarah Welsh actually just a huge idiot?
I think we have to score somebody, and I think we have to, I think the only kind of individual, obviously like mine was a corporation, but it's named corporation. I think she has to be because, A, she's, I think like you said, I think she's out to make some money on this.
Yes.
But she's also, like, no shit, I think, you know, like, you know.
Yes.
And also the no shit part is like, they're not really hurting anybody. Like,
no,
just,
then, yeah.
It's like those, you know, what do they call them? Karens that just bitch about, like, you know, kids wearing baggy trousers or hoodies. And it's like, let the kid wear baggy trousers. Don't make a fucking scene in the middle of the mall or something like that. You're screaming at a kid that's wearing baggy pants.
Incredibly, mm-hmm. I'm wearing a hoodie and baggy pants today. So maybe
so am I.
Right, okay. Well,
is there a Super Nintendo? I only see Super. Is it Super Nintendo?
Super Dry.
Super Dry.
I'm going to go in with an 8.5. probably 8.2 on this one.
Really? That's quite high, considering we don't even know she's an idiot.
Oh, we don't know, yeah, but I think it's the...
I'm going 6.8.
Oh, right, okay.
That's a big discrepancy. I like a good discrepancy. Jesus. Yeah, we haven't had a big...
Every once in a while.
I think recently we've been kind of merging our scores a little bit too much, so I wanted to be a little controversial as we get to the end here.
What did you say?
6.8.
And then the 8.2 I said. So that is, 7.5? Is my maths right there? I think it is.
Yeah, that would be right. Yeah.
7.5. Right, okay. Oh, there's a lot of 7.5s. This is, I'll put it there. 7.5. I'll give it a name in a second. But this is scoring alongside Pensioner Fingers, if you remember the biting of fingers, mm-hmm. Kids Fake Death, McCunion. And that's it. Yeah, they're all on that same.
Where levels. Did I don't know how quick you can scan. Where did the uncombable hair syndrome lady lie? Because that was kind of the same thing. It's just making a big deal out of absolutely fucking nothing.
7.2. So you were actually.
It's right in the. It's in the region. It's in the region. Yeah.
So what are we going to call this one then?
Christ, you're on your own there.
Yeah.
X-rated, Xmas.
It's got to be Xmas X-rated. Yeah, X-rated Xmas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I did cheat a bit by having a second Christmas story in there, but it was it was the medical side of it, wasn't it?
I wish we'd had a 10 on this episode. If somebody scored a 10 for X Roman numeral,
yeah, that's right. Yeah,
we're gonna make it confused. We might think this is called episode 10 when we go to post this.
Yeah, we've never numeralized anything else.
I'll be honest. You know when we were doing, was it? Last season of Florida Podman. When we did the lists, we had a story and then we had lists. Remember we had the second half of the episode, we had like, hey, here's a list. Or I was going to get very meta with this episode. I'll reveal this now. And I was going to do the top 10 like idiots from history. And I was going to use the Roman numeral X as like that's historical amazing. X.
I mean, that's a good idea.
That's maybe stretching the X a little too far.
It is whatever. Stretching the X, but it could be a good idea for a series.
Yeah.
Idiots in history.
Copyright Florida Podman.
Yeah.
Right. Get out of here, kids. Yeah. Leave us alone. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Enjoy your things. Bye.
Bye. What a bunch of idiots.